The Ministry of Tourism, Culture and Creative Arts has advised metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies to make coastline development their topmost priority. The Deputy Director of Policy, Planning, Budgeting, Monitoring and Evaluation at the Ministry, Gabriel Tando, said this at the end of a five-day stakeholders' workshop on integrated coastal zone management at Anamabo in the central region. According to him, effective development of the coastlines is one of the surest ways to rake in enough revenue to speed up development in such localities. We bring you a news desk report.
The workshop offered participants the opportunity to visit many coastal communities in the central region to have first-hand information and practical experience to inform policymakers on the strength, weaknesses, opportunities and threats to the development of Ghana's beaches. It was organized by the Center for Coastal Management of the Department of Fisheries and Aquatic Sciences of the University of Cape Coast UCC and funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. It brought together participants from the ministries, departments and agencies, including the Ministry of Works and Housing and the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection. The rest were the Ministry of Fisheries and Aquaculture Development, the Ministry of Tourism, Culture and Creative Arts, the Ministry of Local Government, the National Development Planning Commission, the Fisheries Commission, and a host of non-governmental organizations, NGOs. Mr. Tando expressed dissatisfaction about the open defecation at the beaches, adding that it is very sickening to see people dump waste in open drains and waterways without thinking about the consequences. The tourism expert bemoaned the current state of the country's beaches and said it undermines the ministry's efforts to make Ghana the most preferred tourism destination in West Africa. Mr. Tando asked district assemblies to make funds available to their health inspection directorates to undertake proper supervision of the beaches in their jurisdiction to ensure environmental cleanliness at all times. The assemblies, he said, must also embark on massive public education programs to sensitize the people to maintain clean environment, to promote ecotourism and prevent the outbreak of preventable diseases such as cholera, malaria, among others. The Director of Works at the Ministry of Works and Housing, Frank Kofi Day, called for support and cooperation between traditional authorities and district assemblies to end the environmental impunity along the coast.